I couldn't find Ian's scent. The biting winter air, rapidly getting colder as the sun slid lower in the sky, was fragrant as it always was out here. Heady pine, rich soil, the clean, fresh smell of newly fallen snow. A few woodland creatures, a bobcat, a couple of deer, a crow, had been in the area recently. Maybe 20 or 30 yards from me, tucked away beneath a layer of dirt and snow that couldn't quite mask their scents, a mother bear hibernated with her cubs. The only thing missing was Ian. He was alive and in the area, that much I knew. Ever since the bonding ritual a year ago, I had been able to feel him, sense him. Even from hundreds of miles away, I had been pulled toward him. Other members of my clan had always said that after the ritual, mates became each other's magnetic north. I'd never realized how true that was. While I was in Alaska for the last year, Ian had remained in Seattle, and since I'd returned to such close vicinity to him, the pull had been stronger. Still, I'd resisted the urge to follow it to him. He had to come to me. Relying only on that sense of each other, following that bond like a thread from a labyrinth, he had to find me. Once he did, proving the bond had truly taken, in spite of Ian being human and the two of us being separated for so long, the elders would give us their blessing. Give us their blessing, and get off my back about doing the proper thing and bonding with the female who'd already been selected for me. The separation was an unusual step in the ritual, but the very fact we'd been allowed to do this was unusual. The elders rarely approved of two males being bonded. A male wolf to a male human, especially a human who refused to let himself be changed into one of us? Absurd. But Ian wanted to remain human, and we were in love, so we fought for the right to be together. After months of pleading my case, I'd persuaded the elders to allow us to bond. The only catch was that we'd have to spend a year apart. Far apart. Once the year was over, Ian had 24 hours to seek me out, using only that magnetic north as his guide. If he didn't, whether because he'd chosen not to or simply couldn't track me down, I could look forward to an agonizing and dangerous bond-breaking ritual. Then I'd be bound to Selena, the apprenticed shamaness who had been chosen for me. A year ago, neither Ian nor I had been concerned. We knew plenty of couples who'd been separated for that long and longer, such as while one mate was on a military deployment. We could endure it. It wasn't like anyone would be shooting at one of us, so we just had to ride it out and be done with it. We'd get through the year, he'd find me, and we could finally enjoy our life together. It'd be worth it. What little optimism I'd had left when I arrived here this morning had waned with every hour I spent alone amidst the trees and snow. The year apart had been hell. Unbearable. The ritual formed a spiritual bond, one more powerful than I'd anticipated, and separating had been agony. I barely remembered anything of the first few months besides the constant certainty I was being ripped apart from the inside out. Gradually, with the guidance of a few elders in the remote community where I'd lived in Alaska, I learned to cope. Every day was easier, mostly because I knew it was a day closer to being with him again. Shivering away a chill, I itched for the warmth of my winter coat, which had grown in thicker than usual thanks to Alaska's unforgiving climate. Cold weather was always more comfortable for a wolf than a human, but when Ian eventually emerged from the tree line and into this clearing, I wanted to be human. Very human. Wearing human clothing wasn't as warm as fur, but it beat the hell out of being completely naked like I'd be after I shifted from wolf to man, even if I would have Ian's body heat to counter the cold. Snow crunched beneath my boots as I paced back and forth across the clearing. Nestling my face in my parka and curling my fingers to keep the blood flowing, I shoved my hands into my pockets and tried not to think about how much warmer I could be right now. It wasn't just the weather that had icicles forming beneath my skin, though. A few months ago, that magnetic pole had changed. It hadn't shifted to imply he'd relocated, but it had weakened dramatically, almost vanishing, and sent me into a panic. I'd been certain he was seriously injured or dead, but then, just as quickly as my sense of him had diminished, it recovered, strengthened. It hadn't been the same since then, though I couldn't put my finger on just what had changed or why.